News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in a scathing report. The Secret Service is making no secret of the mistakes it made that allowed a man to shoot and wound former President Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania in July. Acting Director Ronald Rowe today.
What has become clear to me is we need a shift in paradigm in how we conduct our protective operations. As was demonstrated on Sunday in West Palm Beach, the threat level is evolving and requires this paradigm shift.
CBS's Nicole Skanga reports there were multiple communication failures.
There was a member of the former president's detail that picked up the phone to try to get additional information from the Secret Service's Pittsburgh field office. And as that phone call was ongoing, shots rang out.
In-person early voting began today in three states, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Virginia, where this voter said she's hoping the nation's political passions will cool.
We are all Americans, and we want to keep our democracy, and they're our neighbors, so we want to get along.
The Republican-controlled election board in battleground Georgia voted today to require potentially millions of ballots to be hand-counted after Election Day. The state's top elections official, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, opposed the rule change. He said it would introduce, quote, the opportunity for error, lost or stolen ballots, and fraud. At a campaign event in Atlanta, Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris hammered her opponent on abortion rights.
It should not be the government or Donald Trump telling her what to do with her body.
U.S. Army Private Travis King, who fled to North Korea just over a year ago, pleaded guilty to desertion today in a courtroom in Fort Bliss, Texas. More from reporter Chris Fox.
King said he was diagnosed with mental conditions, dissatisfied with work, and thought about leaving up to a year prior to July 18, 2023, when he ran across the demilitarized zone into North Korea. The decision whether to accept a plea deal or proceed to a court-martial is now up to a military judge.
The Napanee Apple Festival in Napanee, Indiana, has begun, and a 7-foot, 600-pound apple pie is now out of the oven, says Chief Pie Baker Mim Hartman.
Good people working together, a lot of good apples, and a lot of enthusiasm, and the endeavor to make it prettier than last year.
It took about 24 hours to cook the monster pie, which will feed about 1,000 people. About 100,000 visitors are expected to attend the festival from all over the country. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow ended the day up 38 points. Not a lot, but enough to reach another record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The FBI and Mount Pleasant Police are looking for help to identify suspects in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being praised for saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. The Racine Fire Department contained the fire and credited Trinity Cornish's actions for saving lives. Authorities suspect arson in a Kenosha incident where three trucks were found burning early yesterday. The fire started with one truck and spread to others. Environmental groups are urging Microsoft to increase its use of clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. Although Microsoft plans to use some solar power, the group wants more substantial renewable energy commitments. Racine bus riders will soon see changes. The Common Council approved a new payment system for Ride Racine starting October 15th. Replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. And a public meeting in Kenosha next week aims to gather community input on a plan to eliminate serious crashes on county roads. A comprehensive safety action plan seeks to identify safety hotspots. It's funded by a federal grant. That meeting's next Thursday at the Kenosha County Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job, kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 60s. And more sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. Highs to the mid-80s. Then clouds move in Saturday night through Sunday. Occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Cooler high in the low 70s. Right now it's 80.
Thing show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a Norwegian judge handed down what many teens might perceive to be cruel and unusual punishment. He ordered a 16-year-old to spend every night at home with his parents and banned him from going anywhere near a convenience store where he had been doing drugs and shoplifting.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, nature, friend of man. Green-eyed lady, passion lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Going to see a movie this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. He lets us know what's new at the box office. Brett?
We've got three new films, and the first one is Transformers 1 rated PG. This is the animated and untold story of Optimus Prime and Megatron before they became sworn enemies. Voice talent in this film includes Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Brian Henry, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne, and more. It should be a great one for any Transformers fan. The next movie is a horror thriller rated R, Never Let Go. Halle Berry stars as the mother of a family that's been hunted by an evil spirit for years. As time goes by, though, children begin to wonder if the evil is real. And the last movie is The Substance, another horror thriller rated R. Demi Moore stars as a fading celebrity who decides to use a black market drug to temporarily create a better version of herself. There is so much at the box office this weekend. Go out and check out a movie today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Marvelettes and Please, Mr. Postman. You know who played drums on that song? You'll never guess. Marvin Gaye played drums on that song. He was 22 at the time. He was trying to break into the business.
finger now, it doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, just how smart is your dog? A dog psychologist and professor at the University of British Columbia modified aptitude tests that are used on toddlers and was able to get a handle on canine smarts. He found out the average dog knows about 165 words. That's the same as about a two-year-old child. The two smartest breeds, border collies and poodles, have an average vocabulary of 250 words. What do you say we get you now into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The state Supreme Court will decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be removed from the ballot in Wisconsin. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law, the only way off the ballot is to die. The case was in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the state's high court to rule. Now they've accepted the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Bus riders in Racine are in for a change. The Common Council this week approved a new payment system for the Ride Racine system. Starting October 15th, the new WISCO payment system will introduce fare capping, replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass, and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. Officials say the changes are designed to simplify the fare structure and offer passengers more flexibility. As his opponent goes on offense, Congressman Brian Stile is talking about fundraising. Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District Peter Barca this week held an event blasting Stile's stance on abortion. Yesterday, Representative Stile put out a statement saying his House Administration Committee is pushing for criminal investigations into a Democratic group's handling of political donations. Stile says he's reached out to attorney generals in five states, citing concerns over hundreds of millions in donations from people that, according to his committee, can't afford to make those donations. A public meeting next week in Kenosha aims to confront crashes on county roads. A session is set for next Thursday, with organizers seeking community input on their plan to eliminate serious crashes on county highways. The Kenosha County Comprehensive Safety Action Plan, funded by a federal grant, aims to identify and address safety hotspots across the county. Concerns can be shared at the Kenosha County Center at 5 next Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 60s. And more sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. Highs to the mid-80s. Then clouds move in Saturday night through Sunday. Occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Cooler high in the low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's Jackson Browne and Doctor My Eyes, a song that came out in 1972. 1 year later, you know who had a hit with that song in the UK? The Jackson 5.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes, look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to
used to go. But I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your district, and statewide races, too. Do your civic duty and be a voter this fall.
Love me do, someone to love.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Friends of Distinction in Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Well, WRJN is your home for Wisconsin Badger football all season long. The Badgers, of course, have a bye week this week. They'll get back at it next weekend. They're 2-1 on the year so far. The next game coming up Saturday, September 28th. The Badgers will take on USC in Los Angeles. Now, the time of the game is still to be determined, but as soon as they tell us, we'll tell you. Follow the Badgers on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Lanes on 20 to celebrate the 20th of September. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Open bowling specials, unbeatable food and drink deals at Angry Brothers Pub, and the proper start to your weekend, the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, the fun rolls all the time at the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Come and I'll feel the trouble, and I'm about to.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and high school football with the pregame at 6:30 and kickoff at 7. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.